December 18th, we'll call the continuation of our Planning Development and Extension Education Committee budget hearing to order. All of the supervisors are present, except for Supervisor Maurer. She did say she's on her way, and she was planning to be here, so she'll be joining us as she's able. Okay, obviously a pretty simple, straightforward agenda. Just want to confirm, Andy, I know that we are in compliance with the state open meetings laws. This was properly noticed on the weekly schedule. Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, then we'll jump into business here. Number one and only an item on the agenda is to review and recommend to the Finance Committee the planning and development portion of our committee's budget. So, Jim, I'll just turn it right back over to you. And if, you know, again, I know you did your presentation the other day. I don't know if you want to re-present anything or just jump right into the Q&A. Again, I'll leave that up to your professional discretion.
So, Q&A.
Okay, sounds good. Q&A for Jim or any of the other staff that's available.
Now, Supervisor Nudo did send in a list of questions, which I did send the answers to, I think, just our committee. So I don't know if everybody here.
I sent them to everyone else.
Okay.
I saw it too.
Yeah, yeah, he had a list of questions. So if you want to go over those questions, we can. And if anybody else has any, because I think that's all that was left. I mean, I don't think there's any other questions. Be happy to answer them, but want to go through those? Do you, or did you understand them all?
I have some comments. Supervisor Nudo. So we're in the Q&A discussion here, and yeah, feel free to work through those. There are other questions you have.
Okay, well, I just want to make a couple comments. One comment. First of all, most of my comments or most of my discussion before, most of my questions, it's not as much on the project itself, but pretty much on the financial part of it. That's the main thing that I'm concerned about. Okay, I know, I appreciate you giving me all those answers, which, again, there's a few things in there. We have it in there, this project, again, it cost about $16 million, roughly. And one of my questions was, how much is that going to cost for the full project? Not just this portion, but in the future, we still need to do part of this. It's not that we're gonna do this portion, a couple miles, I believe, but it's no, and then we're done complete. We're not done. So what is the cost, or an average, or an estimate cost that it's gonna cost, you know, forever? I know years ago, we've been talking about this for many years now. I know there was a rough estimate for no project. At that time, if I recall it correct, and please don't quote me on that, but I believe that there was a price tag of about somewhere between $50 to $75 million for everything. If I recall it correct.
And when you say future, are you from, that's north of where, just to Highway E?
To Lake Michigan? To Lake Michigan or whatever, you know.
Because I don't think anyone's ever looked at anything beyond.
I'm talking about years and years ago.
Yeah.
There was a lot of discussions. You know, I don't know if there was, but at that time they say somewhere between 50 and 70 million. The other things that I, my question was, how much money are we going to spend if we don't get $10 million or the 1.5 in donation or other things?
Excuse
and
me.
I believe it's about 300. I get that one right, Jim? 563,000.
This year, our budget's 375, and we've got some, that's this year, already bonded for, and we got 170,000 in grants to offset that. Next year, 22, in the budget, there's 188,000 for design and a little over 2 million for land.
Okay. So if the project was over, it's 400,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, now that we talked about the purchase of the land, we're about 246 acres. why do we need so many acres of land to do it? Because it's just a couple miles. 246 acres, it seems like a heck of a lot. Plus, the other thing, it's all wetland or flood zone. We're paying almost, Libby came up to be about $90,000 per acre, which I think is like a hunk of, you know, for land that cannot even be used from the people there now. So why are we getting by, you know, my question is a two-part question is, why are we buying so much land and why are we paying so much money?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I can answer that. So basically, when you look at the entire stretch of the South Branch, which is from, well, we'll call it from K all the way up to Highway E, the area, the headwaters, which this is, has a lot of wide floodplains and old wetland areas that are all been farmed for decades. As you go farther north, the area shrinks up in nature and the properties get smaller in nature. And so the ability to have a large impact on the storage, the stormwater capacity, the water storage, you got to do that where the land is available and open. And that's where this is. This is all floodplain, old wetlands. And as you go upstream, it gets less. So the lands that would be needed in any future projects would be not as vast because you don't have that ability to do all that work.
So I believe, sorry, I thought you said from K to E.
That's the South Branch. You know, the South Branch basically is from K to E. I mean, it goes a little farther up, but that's the main South
Branch. We're only talking about K to S, though.
But
right.
So are we buying land north of Aston?
No, we're only worried about this project area.
Okay, so and that's what I was saying. It's not that far. It's only a couple miles.
2 miles.
2 miles. Why do we need 246 acres again?
Yeah, so that's where all the impact,
and
you can have
so
all
much
that
money?
Impact.
How wide is that going to be? You know, what the piece of land that we're purchasing, how wide is that going to be?
Yeah, so when you look at this map here, I guess we didn't, it was part of our presentation that we had, you know, last month, but when you look at this map here, or for everyone, you're talking about, you know, this whole area where they're looking at meandering, because they have the ability to do large meanderings because of large farmland, where you don't have that ability anywhere else. And that's the area that they as sewer path, I mean not sewer path, as Army Corps, is in the design, they're able to have the biggest impact because they have the ability to utilize all that land to have that stormwater capacity. And from a standpoint of the, I think it actually ended up being like $8,500 per acre.
Yeah, so it's
somewhere right in there. That's the appraisal that Army Corps staff put together as a current number.
I've been getting a lot of few calls, but many emails from people living not just in my district, you know, but a few of them were from Kenosha Country Club, saying how much is that going to benefit the country club there or whatever. How would that benefit that if we stop over at Assembly, right?
He was here the other night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but I did not really put two and two together at first. So how is that going to benefit them if we stop over at S?
Yeah, so basically anyone downstream will benefit from the fact that the waters are being held back in all this additional land that's up there for creating all these wetlands and wet prairies. And as Dave Giordano indicated, 50 million gallons of water, you know, that's going to be per acre, I think is what he said, is what's going to be able to be held back and slowly released. And so that vastness of water is not going to be going down and impacting properties downstream like the Kenosha Country Club.
Yeah, and the other thing is, where they say that right now, some of the other municipalities are pretty much endorsing or supporting this year. Well, it's easy to support something when you don't have any money involved. And you just on that, actually, I had a couple of people commenting on that, but just one of the municipalities, one officer of the municipalities, which I think that represents most of everybody else's concern to or whatever, it just put it in there. I just want to be very clear, there is no financial commitment on the city's part. This is strictly funded by the county, as well as other funding sources they may have. Well, there were some people that called some of these people that live in municipalities, and their response was, well, we're not putting any money in it. That's crazy. We're not going to spend 20 million. Call Gabe Noodle, because there are some people in my district. So, in other words, it's easy for anybody to support or to endorse something when they don't have to spend 20, whatever it is, 16 million or something like that. Now, and in the way things are going, and with our budget, looking at the budget overall, it's $302 million. At this time, I don't think it can, again, it's project. Maybe we need it in the future, or maybe something should be done, but at this time, I don't think I can commit the county to spend all this money. Unless something else will come up. Just like I said the last time, I will look at the whole budget itself, and if we're able to make some cuts other places, and not that I'm going to flip-flop, I don't want to say that I'm flip-flopping, but I will reserve, you know, I will look into it, but I will look at the old budget at this time.
All right, Supervisor Noodle, any further specific questions that the staff could help answer before we vote on
this? No, I appreciate the staff for the answer. Yeah. And then again, I hope, you know, repeating myself, I appreciate what you guys did. You know, you tried to answer all my questions to the best, you know, that you could. I understand that. And again, I'm not talking bad about the project. It's just the financial part that I'm not supporting.
Committee members, anybody on the PDEC committee, any further questions, clarifications, anything at all? Mark, glad to have you back again. If the PDEC committee members themselves don't have any further questions, happy to open it up if Supervisor Noodle had nothing. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity. One of the questions I had before that no one could answer was the operating transfer out. I know I sent Patty a whole list of questions. But you're going to get back to me on this $45,000. We didn't adopt the budget in 2021, and then we modified it to 45. We didn't put it in for 2021. Then we modified it on 6/30 or 4, $45,000, and then we spent $45,000. What is that? Did we find out what that is yet?
Yes, we did. Did you not get our answers today?
I haven't seen any.
Well, Supervisor Noodle is not part of this committee. He's just in attendance tonight for his broader perspective.
Yeah, mine was separate because it was,
right.
It encompassed more than just this.
I sent it out to everybody on our committee.
Right.
I did not send it to you.
Well, my question is,
I'll walk into my office and give you a copy of the answer to that question.
Okay.
We didn't compile. I'm sorry that we didn't get it. I thought you were on the list.
Can you print a copy? Because on our iPads, it's like the wrong way.
I got 30 copies on my desk.
Thank you.
So this doesn't have to
I forgot happen. About him.
But when we were closing out the year,
I'll forward it
he's
to him.
He's the one who asked the question.
I'll forward it to him too, so you don't have to do that.
That they did not have use for. And that was going to lapse to the general fund. But Highways had a need to finish a study they were doing. So when we did the closeout resolution, a transfer of the PDEC into Highways.
Yeah.
Do you remember that's what page 131?
I believe 131 is what it was, yeah.
And here it is the transfer account.
So that's because it came from PDEC.
Yep.
That's what you're saying. Thank you.
Just a clarification.
Yeah.
Eddie, the whole Park River restoration is under sewer PAC. Am I correct? The designs and the impetus to doing it started with sewer PAC?
Sewer PAC did the initial study in 1983.
Okay. If this gets passed in our budget, everybody in Kenosha County pays Kenosha County taxes, right? And this is going to go into county budget, county taxes, so everybody in the city of Kenosha is going to pay their share of the county budget. That little piece of puzzle that's in here will be paid by all the taxpayers in the city. Am I right? Or am I wrong? They are, the municipality itself officially is not paying it necessarily, but the taxpayer is going to pay it indirectly.
Okay, yeah, thank you for that clarification, Chair O'Day.
I did have one more question.
Yes.
On the land improvements, like Andy, you could probably answer this. I don't know why I didn't write it down if you didn't answer it. We had zero put in for the 2021 budget, where we actually spent almost $209,420, and then we modified it to $586,458.
I don't know what department it is.
We only spent $113,000.
What page are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's page 138, very top of the page, fund 411.
What department are you in?
Planning Development. I'm trying to keep it.
That wasn't on the list of questions that you sent?
I know that, I know, I had it here, but I didn't write, I don't, if you answered it, I didn't write it down.
No, I can tell you kind of what I think it is. All of the questions I do ask about, why is it this number and why did it get modified?
Yeah.
There's an original budget for the year, which really doesn't have anything to do in these capital accounts with what we did the year before.
I understand that, I'm just using it for reference.
It's a separate list of projects. Then, at the end of last year, or at the end of every year, we look for the list of uncompleted projects.
Right.
Land improvements and parks, these kind of capital and whatever, and we carry over those balances, and that's how the budget gets modified.
Correct, so this is a...
It's another one, when you look at what we sent you there,
right,
there's five different tables that explain the same question you asked for all these houses.
Well, I thought that was going to be the response and the reply, but I didn't know for sure. So
yep.
I wanted to make sure I laid it all out so I could see what
so we can do the same thing for that department right there that you okay. asked for the other
So two. This got modified after you found out what you had left to do.
Yeah.
And this was the monies left to do it. But yet you're only projected to spend $113,000 of that. So does the whole amount transfer over?
Yes, but the projected number is just, it's a mathematical calculation.
It's not because a portion of it's getting done and you still have more to do.
Or we expect to spend it all and that number is not correct, the projected number.
Well, that gives me another question about process, but that's okay. All right, thank you. I'll
make sure. Thank you, Supervisor Nordegan. Any other questions before we vote on our portion of the budget here tonight? Any further questions? Discussion? All right, then hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that we vote on our portion of planning and development budget tonight.
I've got a question.
Did we reach out to
the municipalities and seeing if they had, I mean, obviously, like Supervisor Noodle said, it's easy for someone to sign a letter of support when they don't have any financial liability behind it. Did we ask them for any assistance? Or do we know what our answer was going to be? And so we didn't have conversations with those municipalities.
Yeah, we talked to the municipalities, gave them presentations on the information.
But do we give them a hard ask? Do we ask them, hey, will you give us some
money? Yeah, the conversation.
Yeah, right? I mean, we did.
And they said no.
Correct.
Well,
and, go ahead.
For so far, they've given it support, but they haven't. I wouldn't say they've given us a firm no forever, but for next year's budget, there's nothing that they're promising.
So for next year's budget, they said no. And that was the city and the village
Summers.
And who do we typically include on that? Just the mayor and the village president then? And then his staff, both their staffs?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right, further questions, discussion? Otherwise, again, I'll entertain a motion that we vote on our portion of the planning and development budget. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. The motion has been made by Supervisor Rodriguez. I'll second that. All in favor of adopting agenda item number one, our portion of planning and development budget, please say aye.
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 Roll call.
Okay, roll call's been requested. I'll just go right around the room. Supervisor Beth?
Aye.
Supervisor Nudo? Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Supervisor Gashke?
Aye.
All right, passes 3-1. Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion
to adjourn. Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Gashke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay? All right, we are adjourned. And I think we'll see most of you in about 20 minutes or now.